Please explain about that during the past years, Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has raised a solution for the Palestine's status, explaining that all Palestinians, whether they are Jews, Christians, or Muslims, should have a referendum for taking back their own country's control. In your idea, what effects these ideas may have to unite Muslims, Jews, and Christians?
Well, unfortunately, we've got a big problem in Palestine because the Israelis, the Zionists, never want peace. They have more control over their own people. If they have this constant threat of war, and the last thing in the world they want is peace, because the Israelis and the Jewish people always have a history of fighting among themselves when they don't have an outside threat. So the government has always wanted to keep an outside threat, because that unites the people together. It keeps them their military strong, and then also they bring in a lot of donations from Jews outside the country by keeping these threats alive. And they also keep getting a lot of money from the United States because of these threats. So if they have peace, all of this money is going to disappear. Yes, so it is really just a big scam. And we are starting to view a lot of this not so much as a religious controversy or even political controversy, but just really organized crime. People that are make a lot of money on the wars and the destabilization, they say, why have peace when you can make $1,000 a year, when you can have instability and make $10,000 a year? We can make 10 times as much money when people are suffering, we have wars, and we have to rebuild. And we're just viewing this now as all a huge, big, massive criminal enterprise, rather than religious or political. And unfortunately, the people who are the big criminals, their names are not known, and no one is going after them. They have us fighting each other. So we're trying to spread the word that we need to start looking who the real enemy is who's getting all the money, who's profiting from this. The source are basically, you can see who the most wealthy multinational corporations are, families like the Rothschilds, the people who have the trillions of dollars in offshore accounts. That is basically who has been stealing the money and profiting from this, and they never want it to stop.